Tom.
Hey, Tom, this is John over at Local Splash. How you been?
Good, John. How you making out?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. You know, the hurricane kind of threw me for a loop there, but we're okay, so appreciate
oh,
that.
Oh, awesome. Yes, yeah. Good.
What's going on, Tom? How can I help you?
I wanted to ask you regarding my real estate business.
Okay.
So I know you have, like, with your contracts an exclusivity to a certain area when you represent someone and, you know, work for somebody, as you do with my inspection business.
Yes. Okay.
But I have, I'm a real estate agent in New York and New Jersey. My crux of my business has been in Bergen County in New Jersey. And I wanted to see if that's something we could talk about.
Sure. Yeah, we could definitely do that. We definitely help companies with real estate as well, too. So that's definitely in the lines there. Now, Tom, would you be using – there's a few factors. I need to look put in our system to make sure we're able to help that type of a service in that area. And then also phone number as well, too. Are you trying to – before I even dive into there, Tom, are you trying to use the same phone number for that business, or would it be a different number, a different address? How would that work?
It's a different address. I use the same number for both businesses.
Same number? Phone, oh, okay, gotcha. All right, let me – put it in right now and see what we can do. Hold on one second. So how's everything working for you though, Tom? Well, I'm putting this in right now.
Slow start, but I trust that the process is going to come along.
Yeah, there you go. It gradually picks up, you know, it does. And, our techs really work at it, man. So please, if anything that comes up, you let them know. They'll jump on it
okay.
right away for you. Yeah.
Okay.
They're really good about that stuff. Let me see here. Looks like we actually. Okay, so I just want to confirm. So in Hillsdale, right, in New Jersey.
My office is actually in Woodcliff Lake. But I live in Hillsdale,
yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
Got it.
But
got
I would
it.
Use the Woodcliff Lake address, yeah.
Okay, just making sure. And then
sure.
How far out would you like to go far as your radius for the work on that?
Well, we'd probably start in northern Bergen County.
Okay, Bergen County. That's right. I got to keep checking everywhere, different areas, you know?
Sure.
Awesome. Running the specs. Yeah, it looks like Bergen County's just fine. All right, Tom. We can do business on that area, actually. Bergen County, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's actually going to work. Sorry, that usually hardly ever happens, to be honest, but you're all set right there.
Yep.
Now, what would be the name of the business?
I work for Keller Williams Valley Realty. If you put in Tom Moore, yeah, Keller Williams Valley Realty.
Oh, Valley. Okay, Valley Realty.
V-A-L-L-E-Y, yeah.
Got it. Awesome. Do you have a website for that as well, I'm assuming?
I do.
Okay.
And it's BergenCountyRelocation.com.
Okay. Relocation.
Which is directed by, like, a company website, which doesn't really, you know, they offer that to all the agents. It doesn't really offer any real traffic or anything.
Okay. Now, with that being said, would you like us to build a different website for you on that? Or how would you like to go about that?
That we'd have to look into, yeah. I just wanted to first get started to see if it's something that I should give more thought to.
Sure, yeah. Well, definitely a position is open in the area, that's for sure. And so that means we're allowed to work with you on that. You know, far as getting your brand awareness on the web, same ordeal, you know, we'll do the same key, not same keywords, obviously, as your other business, but we get up to 50 keywords and everything like that, phrases, make sure everything's up and running, website, things like that as well, too. I mean, obviously you already have a website, but it sounds to me that it's not generating as much as you want or need on that. Maybe we can help you out with that on our end as well, too. Now, I want to see if a few things on my end here. Okay, yeah. So we could do the same thing for you, man. I'm not going to go ahead and do anything outside of what we're doing. How are you, I mean, as far as going about 50 miles out from those locations, is that ideal for you?
Well, I don't know what or if we stay more local with this business
right.
to start, is there a benefit to doing that? Like, are we, you know, getting, is there more of a benefit to do that than going so far out?
Honestly, it would be the same ideal if you ask me. But Tom, because you're opening a second business, you know, like I told you before, I tell every business, I always want to try to help, not hurt. The business grow,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'm not going to have any type of setup fee on this one. I'll go ahead and just do the monthly to get started and go month to month on that. Nothing
okay.
more from there. Yeah, so I'm gonna throw in that for you as well. And
great.
Make sure you still get the same type of services, if not more, if anything, you know, because we're going to work with both of these on there. So yeah, we could definitely do that there, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That sounds good. You want to take a look and see again, the company provides the actual website. So I don't know. I mean, we could always drive that website more. You know, I can have you guys working in the background driving that website. I don't know how that works. If that's something that makes sense to do, or is it just creating a real estate website is something that is not, you know, it's got to, you know, hooked up to the MLS or hooked up to other, you know, company things and whatever. So is that something you could do, John, as far as driving more traffic to that?
The way we're going to drive the traffic to that is, you know, getting those directories going. And you know how fast
mm-hmm.
we work with the directories, right?
Right.
So we're going to make sure to get that done within the first 5 to 7 days. And that's the average. I mean, we're already working with you. You already know how the whole deal could even be quicker. You know, we just always
right.
like to give an average because we never want to say, oh, we can definitely do it faster than bite us in the end, right?
Right. Right.
So that's the average on there. That's what's going to drive the traffic to your website and get the links up there. So that way, if you want to use that same website, perfectly fine. But far
I'm just
as,
thinking rather than reinventing the wheel, if it's going to be something that we could do effectively, then I would want to at least talk about it, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Now, far as the website though, if it's your company's running it, here's the thing. We would need some kind of, like manager, type of gear to help, you know, provide and run promotions if that's what you're asking. But if not, we don't have to touch it. That's perfectly fine. We just put the links when people are searching through on Google and they find that your company, they'll have something to click on to go to and look up other things from there, what you guys
right.
already have. Yeah.
Right.
So either way,
well,
I mean, it's
yeah.
up to you. So, work with it.
Yeah. You know, just and then if that's the case, then maybe we could see how we do with that, take the simpler approach. As I
right.
said, some of the websites are kind of flashy and there's real some real design behind it. I'm not saying it's the best website, but it's something that is, you know, not going to be duplicated. You know, and plus I have, if you look up, you know, Bergen County Relocation or just Tom Moore, Bergen County Real Estate, you'll see a lot come up. So I have I'm in the business almost 30 years. So.
Nice, man. There you go.
So there's a lot there you can see. So I can let you look at that too, and then we could circle back and talk again.
Yeah, let me, I'm looking at, cause I work quick, you know. Yeah, I'm looking, I see you everywhere. North Jersey, everything realtor. You got the Facebook going in as well too. Twitter,
mm-hmm.
beautiful. Yeah, see, these are all things we can work with. We can actually, so far as the Facebook, did you want to run ads with that as well too, or did you want to just leave that alone? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that's what happens is you have to be, as a company, there are a lot of regulations for real estate agents, state okay. regulations in New Jersey. So when I've run some ads, I didn't really spend a lot of time to look at it, but
okay.
through the company, I can do that. And through the companies like, through the CRM of my company, I can run those ads, but I've tried to set it up a couple of times and then Facebook bounces them back because they have a lot of, there are a lot of fair housing words you can and can't use, even though I'm not using any offensive words, obviously, or anything like that.
Right.
It's
yeah.
still, there's still a protocol and I never really looked into that. So that's something, again, that would be probably to be looked at if I meet with the tech guy in my office and, you know, because I have a very big office and we have some tech people that I can meet with and talk to and, you know,
gotcha.
Find out. But the biggest thing today was I didn't want to spend any time on it if you said to me that,
right.
you know,
yeah,
you're already tied up. So.
Gotcha. No. I mean, stars are aligning for you on this one. Actually, you're okay for that area. And far as, you know, even the Facebook on there, I mean, if it's, sometimes I talk to a lot of customers, right, and they have a business Facebook page, but they just can't utilize it the way it could be used because they're just so busy, right? Or
right.
two, they just don't know how it works and things like that. They can't keep up
sure.
with it. So we have our account management team that can go ahead and keep tabs for you and run promotions or new ads for your business as well too. So let's say they look up for Tom Moore, right in the area
mm-hmm.
For a realty, and guess what, or for a realtor, and they're like, you know, this guy seems great. I love the reviews, all the stuff. You know, I see the website, everything. It's great, but we're not looking right now. We're just kind of shopping around. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I
sure.
catch up with some friends on Facebook. Boom, those ads are going to be popping up, and that's going to be your ads. So.
Right.
That's one thing we can definitely help out with as well, too, and help you manage. So that way you're utilizing it a little bit better than, you know, kind of just letting it sit there. Because the worst
yeah.
thing you want is to have that Facebook up, a business page, or anything like that, and then people are asking questions or wanting some service, and they can't go ahead and do that, you know. And you're like,
right.
oh, I don't attend them, and then they leave a bad review.
Right. Yep. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's something I'm very interested in. So let me, you know, give this a little more thought, maybe speak with my tech guy in the office. But as long, you know, I think the best thing to do would probably be starting with trying to just pump up Bergen County relocation
yeah.
at this point and, you know, see what we can do with that to drive some traffic there because there's really, you know, I'm not seeing results, and to be fair, I haven't been doing anything proactively to be generating more results. But if, you know, what I've always
okay.
just relied on is past customers, which is always good, but getting new customers, would be the goal, would be getting strangers basically to call me up and say, hey, you know, I see you've been in the business a long time. I see you do business in the area and then, you know, give me a call, that kind of thing. Because my past customers are pretty loyal to me and I have a lot of them.
Yeah.
But,
let's keep
but
those,
it's always
right?
good. Yeah. yeah we'll keep those. And then it's sometimes good that when they go online, because even though you're a past customer, when it comes time to sell, they might still go online and want to see my, you know, my presence and where I come up and all that stuff, because that's where
sure.
they're thinking that's where their house is going to come up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So it's crazy how that works. My sister is a loan officer. So, kind of got a little mix of it, you know?
Good. Yeah. yeah. Gotcha.
Great industry,
right.
by the way, man. I know everyone says up and down, you know, it depends on the market and stuff, but hey, I don't know. The market's always going to go fluctuate, you know? So, just
it will
put your ducks in a row.
Well, and that's why I have the mold business that I have, because I like to be busy.
Yeah.
And that since I work by appointment,
mm-hmm.
you know, that just works for me. So then I can work the appointments.
Yes,
you know, so I can work both jobs, you know, and not interfere and not have any conflicts, and it just works really well for me. But why don't we talk at the end of the week? I'm going to try to grab my tech guy and just see if he has any insight into this and ask him if other people, how they're doing that, and, you know, and see if I get any more insight. And I'll call you back. I'll try to reach out to you by the end of the week.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, I'll definitely check in with you on Friday. I'm not going to blow up your phone, man. I just want to respect
your mind. No, do that, please. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just making sure, you know.
Give me a call.
All right, we'll check in, and we'll touch base and figure this out before the end of the week. All right, Tom?
Sounds good. Okay.
All right.
Take care, John.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.